Good morning. Welcome to our 11th focus on the Stations of the Cross. Today, friends, we read from Luke chapter 23, from verse 39 to 43. That is the Gospel according to Luke chapter 23, from verse 39 to 43. Today I read from the New Revised Standard Version. And the Gospel says, "One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding Jesus and saying, 'Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us.' But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' Jesus replied, 'I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.'" And there ends our reading for this morning. People of God, today we come to our 11th Station of the Cross in our Lenten series. Lent prepares us to encounter mystery and power in the stories of the death and resurrection of the Christ. It is the time in the Christian calendar to experience the transformative meanings of the Passion story. The 14 Stations of the Cross symbolize the events remembered on Good Friday, the period of 40 days that makes the season of Lent, were introduced in the 4th century, around the time that the New Testament was being finalized. The formation of the New Testament canon, of course, was completed during the 4th century. Of course, the number 40 is a common number in the scriptures, and in this sense, it is more descriptive than literal. You see, friends, the number 40 indicates a transition from one state to another. The Hebrews were in Egypt for 400 years. Of course, it's another form of 40. They wandered around the desert for 40 years. And in the flood epic, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, after which came another transition. The Gospels say that Jesus went out into the wilderness for 40 days, and it was a period of transition from one life to another, because he began his ministry directly afterwards. And so you see, there is a sense in which the whole gospel, the good news, is a story of transitions, before and after. The years before Christ and AD, or if you like, BCE and the Common Era. Water into wine was a transition. Fishermen into fishes of men. Born and born again was another transition. Sick and healed. Old covenant and new covenant. Law and love. Before, we were the enemies of God, And after, we are the friends of God. Before, Paul was the persecutor, and after the road to Damascus, he was an apostle. And so you see how constantly the gospel is a story of transitions. The gospel is a story of transformation, of old become new, of restitution and restoration, of forgiveness and reconciliation, of new life, of lives become new. And yes, perhaps our lives are like that too. The old us and the new creation in us. You see, at any point, we can respond to God's call on our lives. Like Zacchaeus, before he met Jesus, he was a corrupt tax collector. And after he met Jesus, he went and made restitution with those he had robbed. With Jesus, there is a before and an after. Before, you live in the flesh. After, you live in the resurrection. You are a disciple before, but then you become a witness. There is old wine and new wine. There is old wineskins and new wineskins. And so you see, the gospel of Jesus is a gospel of becoming, a gospel of transformation. The stations of the cross mark 14 stations along the path from Gethsemane until the burial of Jesus. They are more than a simple rendition of the story found in the Gospels. The stations have always been evocative and interpretive rather than simple historical representations. In fact, all scripture must always be subject to interpretation. And that's a great principle for us to remember. All scripture must always be subject to interpretation. Sometimes the scripture can contrast two things. The robber on the cross who mocked Jesus versus the robber who said, "No, no, no, he is innocent." And Jesus says to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." When the Old Testament was translated into Greek, it was called the Septuagint. And the same Greek word for paradise is used here in Luke's Gospel, as in the book of Genesis for the Garden of Eden. This represents yet another transition from the old to the new, from Eden into paradise. It kind of reminds me of Sidney Carter's wonderfully catchy hymn. "One more step along the world I go, one more step along the world I go, from the old things to the new, keep me traveling along with you." And it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me traveling along with you. Round the corner of the world I turn, more and more about the world I learn. All the new things that I see, you'll be looking at along with me. And it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me traveling along with you. As I travel through the good and bad, keep me traveling the way I should. Where I see no way to go, you'll be traveling and telling me the way I know. And it's from the old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. Friend, God bless you today. Amen.